KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Well, multiple emergency services crews are at Pirates Beach on the Durban beachfront after a light aircraft crashed into the ocean a short while ago. NewsWatch's Gcino Kuhle Malinga is there. Gcino, can you tell us what the scene is like there?
Where the plane, or the light aircraft rather, crashed into the ocean earlier. We do know that the plane was performing aerial displays when it went down. We just got confirmation from officials on scene that the pilot was the only person inside the aircraft. Earlier when I arrived here, I saw two choppers doing rounds. One has is standby on the beach where the emergency crews are there. That's where the one chopper is just going around floating and circling a floating skipper boat. This is at a specific area in the water where a diver was earlier seen dropped into the water. Details on the rescue efforts definitely will come through soon, but crowds have started to gather here and medics are just working on rescue efforts as the story develops.
A Newcastle man has been sentenced to life in prison for killing his wife. The Matadeni Regional Court heard how the 41-year-old strangled his spouse at their home during an argument in July last year. He later confessed to his brother and handed himself over to police. NPA Regional spokesperson Natasha Kara says the court heard that the husband had a prior conviction for assaulting his wife.
The NPA welcomes the successful finalization of this matter. We remain committed to the fight against the scourge of gender-based violence and femicide. We will continue to ensure that justice is delivered both swiftly and decisively.
Duduzile Zuma Sambutla will go on trial for 11 days in November on charges linked to the July 2021 unrest in KZN. She is charged with inciting terrorism and public violence through several social media posts said to have been inflammatory. NewsWatch's Nishera Sudhial was at court.
Zuma Sambudla appeared jovial in the Durban High Court today, wearing a T-shirt with the words "modern-day terrorists" printed on it. Once the pre-trial conference got underway, State Prosecutor Yuri Gangai confirmed they plan to call up at least 8 witnesses, including 3 social media experts, during the trial. Zuma Sambudla, through her attorney, Advocate Dali Mpofu, confirmed her Twitter handle, admitting that she owned the social media account from where the posts were made during the unrest. It had over 100,000 followers at the time. Mpofu told the court that they intend calling at least 6 witnesses, 2 of them experts as well. The trial is set to be heard between the 10th and the 21st of November. Nushera Sudhial, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban High Court.
At least 40 people have died in Sudan's worst cholera outbreak in years. Doctors Without Borders says Darfur has been hardest hit. The vast region in western Sudan has been a major battleground over more than 2 years of fighting between the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces. The medical charity says in the region alone, its teams have treated over 2,300 people for cholera in the past week. And Russia and Ukraine have done a prisoner swap. Russia's defense ministry says they exchanged 84 prisoners of war from each side. It says the United Arab Emirates mediated the process. The top story this hour, multiple emergency services crews are at Pirates Beach on the Durban beachfront after a light aircraft crashed into the ocean a short while ago. More news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Edwil Fanamarva excited to take on Australia in his first rugby championship match this weekend. James O'Connor has been selected at fly half for the Wallabies to take on the Hawks at Ellis Park. And Liverpool's title defence will be tougher than ever, according to manager Arne Slot.